If ye are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are ye, because the Spirit of glory and the Spirit of God resteth upon you. For let none of you suffer as a murderer, or a thief, or an evildoer, or as a meddler in other men's matters. But if a man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this name. 1 Peter 4:14 through 16. Are you a Christian? Have you been obedient from the heart to that form of teaching whereunto ye were delivered? Romans 6:17. And in so doing, you became a servant of righteousness. Verse 18. Have you become a son of God through faith in Christ Jesus? For as many of you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ. Galatians 3:26 and 27. If you have met this criteria and have been called through our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2 Thessalonians 2:14, then the Spirit Himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God, Romans 8:16. If that is your hope, what is your life? Becoming a Christian requires a change in life. The Thessalonians turned unto God from idols to serve a living and true God, 1 Thessalonians 1:9. Not just a claim of being, but a life described as to serve, as a doulos, that is, to minister, to render any kind of service. This service requires a change in life, depicted as putting off the old man with his doing, and have put on the new man that is being renewed unto knowledge after the image of him that created him. Colossians 3:9 through 10. And as such, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God afore prepared that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2 and verse 10. This life of service, that is, having turned to serve, is described as work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ before our God and Father, 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 3. Thus, fulfilling the description of a servant, as the Apostle Paul said, "Know ye not that to whom ye present yourselves as servants unto obedience, his servants ye are, whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness." Romans 6:16. When the aforementioned characteristics are yours, then, as children of obedience, not fashioning yourselves according to your former lust in the time of your ignorance, but like as he who called you is holy, be ye yourselves also holy in all manner of living. Because it is written, "Ye shall be holy, for I am holy." And if ye call on him as Father, who, without respect of persons, judgeth according to each man's work, pass the time of your sojourn in fear. 1 Peter 1:14 through 17. If these characteristics are yours and abound, then if you suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. But if your life is not defined by these scriptural characteristics, as the Lord said to the Jews, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father it is your will to do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and standeth not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father thereof." John 8:44. Is God your father? Or will you be of them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved? 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 10. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to take heed to the words of the Lord saying, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. It's not too late.